Welcome to episode 50 of Building and Scaling Online Courses with Davey Gravy. Today we're going to talk about my first ever live event that we did for drone folks in my business, Drone Launch Academy. Tell you how much I spent on it, how it went, what I do differently next time. Let's go. All right, so live event today is the end of September. I'm not sure the exact day. It's like 27th, 28th, something like that. It is a Thursday over the last weekend, which was a Friday, Saturday. We did an event. We called it Drone Launch Live. First ever live event that I have ever done since starting my business back in 2016. It's now 2023. So we're looking at 7 years of selling stuff online. Never did a live event. Always like too much work, logistics, in-person stuff. Yuck. Let's everything passive income. Everybody loves passive income, right? Set it and forget it. But you'll learn nothing's really truly passive. The only truly passive income in my life is an investment I made into a real estate syndication where I just get a check in the mail every month and a report once a quarter on how it's doing. That is passive income, which requires money. Other things that you're doing, like businesses that you're building, things like that, it's never passive unless you literally hire people to do everything else and you sit back. And even then, you might have to check in and correct things if they're not going exactly how you want. So, all right. So my passive income business, we finally did a live event. About a year ago, we had the idea to start a community. We had always just sold online courses. You buy the course once, you get access to it for life. That's it, which works well. But you'll realize after a while, it's a bit of a hamster wheel of you always got to find new people to sell courses to, or you have to create new courses for people you've already sold stuff to if you want to continue to stay in business and have a business. So with that in mind, I thought, all right, what's some, could they call it continuity products? Continuity means, you know, you have things that are continuing on. So one of the things you can do is offer a membership or some type of subscription. So we brainstormed for a while, thought, all right, what could we offer in a membership? So we do workshops in there. We record like kind of 1 hour workshops. They're not as highly produced as the courses, but they're still pretty nice. Like we use nice camera equipment. We ship instructors like a box full of camera gear that they use to film stuff. So they're nice. And you do one or two of those a month. They cost me, I don't know, probably $1,000 to $2,000 each to get them filmed and recorded and done. So that's cool. We have the workshops in there. We've got discounts that we've negotiated for people. We got a bunch of stuff. So that's the membership. Well, one of the things you can get in this membership is the opportunity to come to a once-a-year live event. And for now, we're keeping it free for everybody inside the community. So if you're a member, you can come. We say that you have to have been a member for a year or be an annual member. That's what we did for this year, but we might change that in other years. But as of now, that's what it is. So we did this live event in Florida. We have about 200 to 300 members in our group, I think. And we got about 35 people to grab a ticket and book a flight to Florida, book hotels, rental cars, all that fun stuff. So they invested some money to come down here. Never done this before. So it was a bit of a task figuring it all out. All in all, in the end, we spent, I think, about, between $6,000 and $7,000 to put this event on. That includes, I had a list earlier, we spent, I don't know, $700, $750 on ads, $350 on lunch for everyone. We bought a bunch of gift cards to coffee shops for people so they could get coffee on us in the morning. We bought t-shirts, I think it's $500 worth of t-shirts. The room rental was a little over $1,000. We rented out a big conference room. The list goes on. You know, flights for my community manager, hotel for my community manager. We bought lanyards. We paid for, so a lot of it was like, we hired a graphic designer to design all the signage and the logos and stuff. That was like $900. Banners, backdrops. That was probably another $500. Got some plaques. We gave away 3 awards called the Wingman Award for people that were most helpful. Those were probably $200, $250. We got some custom cookies made with the Drone Launch logo on them for each person. Those were another $200. So a lot of stuff like that. I just kind of, you know, ended up stacking up. I'm trying to think if there were any other big costs, but I think that was mainly it. But when you added it all up, it was about, and then we paid for like dinner for some of the speakers and stuff like that. So between $6,000 and $7,000, we sold annual memberships to our community, and you know, we had our regularly monthly members paying, and so I think we still broke even or made a little bit of money on the community for the month of September when the live event was. So that's good. For us, we were using it more as like a brand building thing. The main goal of it was to have the people that are in the community, right, to come together and become friends in real life. So that way they're not just talking to a bunch of strangers online. So we had them come meet with each other, talk to each other. We put on some workshops. So we learned at the event. So there was a workshop on doing drone mapping and modeling, a workshop on how to like build your own like racing FPV drone, and then another workshop on how to do like photography and cinematography with a drone, and then how to do all the video editing and stuff. So that was fun. I think people enjoyed learning some hands-on stuff. And then we had a few speakers come in to talk about different jobs they were doing. And then the rest of it was just kind of hanging out. We went to dinner each night together, got drinks, just hung out and chatted until 9, 10 at night. And people hung out like the whole time every time. So it was a lot of fun. I think that my main purpose of the conference or the event, as far as getting people just to become friends and network with each other, was accomplished. Some things I would do differently next time. Number one, start earlier. I'm not the best at project planning. I'm a bit of a procrastinator. I'm like a big picture guy. You know, I'm not, when it comes down to execution, I try to be good, but I have to like force myself into being good at this. It's not my natural tendency. So we had our team working on this. We started planning probably two to two and a half months out. And still stuff snuck up on us pretty quickly. So we got the room rental booked and everything. That was fine. One of the big issues we had was that I did not even engage a designer. We're like, oh, we'll get t-shirts. We'll do this stuff. We had planned to get signage and t-shirts and lanyards and name tags and all that jazz. But I didn't think, oh, we need someone to actually like design that stuff and make it look good. So I needed a designer. So I had to go get a designer, and then I had to figure out their schedule. And we couldn't get the stuff printed until the design work was done. You know, it sounds obvious after the fact, but once you get into it, you're like, oh crap, now I need a lead time to actually get this stuff shipped over here. And it caused a bit of a crunch, and we had to pay a lot of money in expedited shipping. So we would have saved some money and some headache there. We literally got I had to find a local company to make the t-shirts. They made them. They were done the night before the event. And we're like, oh, we need everybody's t-shirt sizes. Oh, okay. We should probably order extra t-shirts. So again, that was a little bit of poor planning on my part. Another thing I would have gotten locked down earlier would be the exact schedule. If someone's speaking, what are they going to be speaking about? Make sure we have that done so that could get printed up into the schedule and the programs and some of that jazz. But overall, everything went great. There were no major hiccups. I went way smoother than I thought, and people really enjoyed it. Everybody said they'd be back next year. We got some good testimonials at the end of it. I basically, at the very end, I just set up a camera. Wanted to take pictures with folks, me and Dusty and the community manager and every attendee that came through. And then I just asked them real quick. I said, hey, what was your favorite part about Drone Launch Live? And then I let them say like one little sound bite. So that way we can put together a nice little promo video for next year. And I didn't feel bad about saying that because everybody seemed to be having a good time. So the very last night I was like, hey, one thing that'd be really helpful is we're going to make a promo video to try to get a bunch of people to come to this next year. You know, so if you wouldn't mind just leaving me a sound bite, I'd really appreciate it. And people seemed more than willing to do that. So, overall, first event, I had a great time. I'm a pretty extroverted guy. So, you know, I had a fun time hanging out and talking to everybody. We'll definitely do more. Already started planning for next year's event and thought about some other kind of like live smaller meetups we could do in the meantime, like maybe go to different spots around the country and get Airbnbs and just link up with people. But we're just trying to find ways to set our online community apart from other stuff that's out there, right? Other things that are out there, you know, people kind of throw kind of iffy stuff, iffy content up, and, you know, want people to pay for it. We're trying to make our stuff above and beyond value wise in a place where, we're doing stuff that not other people, no one else is doing as far as drone stuff goes. So real life friendships, real life help, keep it pretty affordable. Our community is like $29 a month right now. So yeah, that was my first ever live event, and it went well. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Team helped out, but it is a lot of work. And it's not the best money maker, you know what I mean? I did a webinar like two nights ago, and I made twice as much money doing the webinar in an hour than I did doing the whole weekend of live event with all these extra people and all this stuff. So live event, I'm sure you can make money on it, but that was not our goal. Our goal is to just provide something real special and fun for our members and to help build the brand a bit. And maybe in a few years we'll start charging like a nominal cost for it to help kind of cover some of the expenses and facilities. I'd love to have it to where the people could pay a little bit to where we could just break even on the event. You know, I don't know if people will be willing to do that eventually, but we'll see. We'll get some ideas. But I think we're going to keep it free to members. You have to pay to be a member, but free to members for another year, for next year, and then go from there. But I would recommend, if you have people that follow you, if you have any type of community, try to do meetups. Try to do a live event. You won't regret it. It's just such a great way to get to know people that are in your world and that are your customers. And just kind of great, build some great connections. Be a human, because people want to do business with other people that they like. So if you can become that person that people enjoy and like, then your chances go way up. So that's my thoughts for today. Hope you have a good one. Peace out.